plenty of businesses and schools have been closed down during the COVID-19 pandemic. Now the virus has claimed a health department as a victim. According to Saline County Health Department Administrator Tara Brewer, an employee has tested positive for the virus.
A staff member was exposed to an unknown positive case Monday at work. Friday, our staff member started showing symptoms. Fitzgibbon Hospital performed a rapid antigen test, which showed positive.
Brewer says out of an abundance of caution, the health department will be closed this week.
Saline County Health Department will temporarily close November 2nd through November 6th. Saline County Health Department and WIC services will be closed next week. All appointments will be rescheduled to a later date. In an effort to safeguard our patients, clients, and participants, SCHD has opted to close the office for a week due to a positive/close contact COVID-19 exposure. The department will reopen Monday, November 9th for limited services. SCHD would like to assure the public that the positive case/close contact exposure did not compromise the health of any patients or participants. We have asked the state to assist us with COVID-19 contact tracing. Daily numbers will not be posted. After all information has been collected from the week, we will get the numbers out. We will continue to follow up with COVID patients received prior to November 1st. New cases received from November 2nd through November 8th will be contacted by the state. At this time, we're waiting for more details on exactly how this process will work. The cases received during our week of closure will be contacted by SCHD staff after Monday, November 9th. Some staff will work remotely as their health allows. Those needing assistance with COVID-19 can contact us at 660-631-1379. SCHD staff appreciates the patience and understanding of the public and look forward to seeing patients soon. The entire staff will test Wednesday, November 4th. Saline County Health Department cares about the health and wellness of our community.
Brewer reminds residents to not be scared, be prepared. She says wash your hands and wear a face covering, especially when you cannot social distance from others. She also says to always be mindful and respectful to those who are vulnerable to COVID-19. Now, over the weekend, nearly 4 dozen more positive cases of COVID-19 were confirmed in Saline County. According to a release from Saline County Health Department Administrator Tara Brewer, as of about 7 o'clock last night, 44 new positive cases were added from Friday, increasing the total to 1,106 since the beginning of the pandemic, with 16 more recoveries over that same time frame, bringing that total to 968 and 14 deaths. There are 124 active cases, including 6 positive patients hospitalized. Updates were not available from Carroll, Sheraton, Cooper, Howard, Lafayette, and Pettis counties in the immediate KMMO listening area. Registered voters who cannot get to the polls or meet any of the several other criteria for the general election and want to cast a ballot still can do so. Absentee voters must provide one of the listed reasons for voting absentee. You can read all of those reasons posted with this story on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. Now, absentee voting will be accepted during regular business hours at your county clerk's office until 5 o'clock this afternoon. If you have any questions, call your county clerk's office. The polls will be open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow. KMMO's election night coverage will start after 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Now, you can hear the coverage throughout the evening on KMMO FM 102.9, AM 1300, and on our website at KMMO.com. Missouri voters must bring one form of ID with them to the polls tomorrow. According to MissouriNet, you will need to bring your voter ID card from your county clerk's office, a government-issued photo ID like a driver's license, a current utility bill or bank statement, or a paycheck. If you do not have an ID, you can still cast a provisional ballot. Polls, again, will be open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow. KMMO News Time is 12:36. Funeral service for 70-year-old Sam Ed Yokley of rural Sweet Springs, who died Thursday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Wednesday at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Sweet Springs, where visitation will be held from 5:30 to 7 p.m. tomorrow. Burial will follow Wednesday service at Fairview Cemetery in Sweet Springs. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Sweet Springs is in charge of arrangements. memorial graveside service for 72-year-old Betty Ann Brooks of rural Marshall, who died Thursday, will be held at 11 a.m. Wednesday at Ridge Park Cemetery in Marshall. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 89-year-old Earl Lee Hayes of Pilot Grove, who died Friday, will be held at 11 a.m. Wednesday at Meisenheimer Funeral Home in Pilot Grove, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will be at the Missouri State Veterans Cemetery in Higginsville at a later date. A remembrance celebration service for 80-year-old Beverly Ann Graham Shelby Butler of Kansas City, who died Friday, will be held at 1 p.m. Wednesday at Kaiser Wiggers Funeral Home in Higginsville, where visitation begins at noon. Burial will follow at Higginsville City Cemetery. Graveside service for 81-year-old Darlene Beasley of Marshall, who died Thursday, will be held at 2 p.m. Wednesday at Sunset Garden Cemetery in Marshall. There will be no visitation. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. Graveside service for 83-year-old Ellen White of Boonville, who died October 29th, will be held at 11 a.m. Thursday at Concord Cemetery in Jamestown. Howard Funeral Home in Boonville is in charge of arrangements. Graveside service for 90-year-old Doris Lou Vertel of Boonville, who died October 31st, will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday at Walnut Grove Cemetery. The family has made a time for the public to pay their respects from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Friday at Howard Funeral Home in Boonville. Celebration of life service for 59-year-old Kenneth Howard Bear Rimmer of rural Marshall, who died Sunday, will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall. Interment will follow at Malta Bend Cemetery. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com, our Facebook page, Real Radio KMMO, or you can download the KMMO app from your iTunes or Google Play Store. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.